Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins, La yamid adam tanner b'seich habayis. A person should not build an oved into their home, elam ken yesh al gab of goivar ba'amas, unless there are four amas, approximately 8 feet, between the top of their oven and between the actual ceiling. And again, these are for fire safety purposes. Hayamidoi ba'amat liya. Let's say a fellow lives in the upper floor and he wants to put in an oven. He has to make sure that beneath the actual oven itself there's maziva, there's concrete. At least 3 tvachim, approximately 8 or 9 inches. Ubakira, let's say a person wants to put in a kira, which is a smaller version of a tanner of an oven. Tefach, all a person needs is 1 tefach, approximately 3 inches. Vim hizik, let's say a fire breaks out and there's damage. Mishalom hashehizik, even though he did what he was supposed to, and he placed the right amount of clearance on top, or he placed the concrete below, nevertheless, he's going to be liable. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says, these amounts, or these laws of how the clearance and how much a person has to make, the precautions they have to take, were only put in place, El Sheim Hizik, that if damage ultimately happens, Patur Milashalom, the fellow is exempt from paying because he did what he was supposed to. So we have a disagreement about that. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. La'iftach adam chanush shanachtum, and a person should not open a bakery, v'shel tzabon, or a place that dyes material, tachas leitayr shel chaveiroi, beneath his friend's storehouses of wheat or fruits or something similar. Why? Because the heat will ruin the stuff on the second floor. V'lei refes bakor, a person should also make sure not to put a barn on the first floor, because then the smell will contaminate the stuff that's on top of it. Bemes, however, b'yayin nitiru, when it came to a storehouse of wine, the Chacham actually said it's okay to have a bakery or a place that dies beneath it, because on the contrary, the warmth is good for the development of the wine itself. Avaloi refes bakar, but not a barn, because that will somehow, the smell could permeate even the wine itself. Chanush shebechatzer, let's say you have a courtyard where a lot of different people are open into the courtyard, and one fellow wants to open a store in his area. Yacho, says the Mishnah, it's possible for one of the people in the courtyard, limchis biyadai, to protest. I won't be able to sleep when I want because there'll be too many people coming in and two people going out. So therefore, you can't build it. Continues the Mishnah, however. Oisa kelim, a person could make vessels in his store, in his chatzar, in his courtyard. And then take what he constructed and what he created and go and sell out in the marketplace. And then nobody in the courtyard could be limchis b'yadai, could protest v'loimarloi and tell him, "Eini yochel lishon, I can't sleep. Loi mikol ha'patish, because there's banging of a hammer. V'lo mikol rechaim, or maybe because of the grinding of the millstone. It's too bad. Loi mikol ha'tinoke." Similarly, also a person can't protest. Let's say a fellow decides that he wants to be a rabbi, he wants to teach Torah, so he brings the children into the courtyard and they learn over there. And the fellow's like, "What do you mean? I hear them learning, and learning's not letting me sleep." Halach is, nevertheless, the fellow can't protest. He's within his right and his purvey to do that. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.